So their number of foreclosures, especially among lower income people, has been going up. That's not news. But what's happening at the same time is there's also a national shortage of legal aid attorneys to represent people through foreclosures. And for many people, the issue of foreclosure, losing your home, what could be more personal?
This has been my home for almost 40 years. This is the only place I know. It's fallen down, but this is all I got.
That's the voice of Virginia Frazier. She's a blind widow of a veteran. She's facing foreclosure because of a drastically reduced income in the wake of her husband's death. She has no idea what she's going to do, and I imagine she can't get an attorney to represent her as she's going through foreclosure, and that's a big problem. We're joined today by Milanka Clark, an attorney for the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University Law School. Milanka, you published a report on Wednesday called Foreclosures, A Crisis in Legal Representation. Tell me what this study found.
Sure. Good morning, Celeste. So just as you said, the staggering dimensions of the foreclosure crisis itself are very well known, but less well documented. And as shown in our report, the vast majority of homeowners who are facing foreclosure are doing so without legal help. So our report found in the jurisdictions that we looked at, for instance, that in Connecticut, over 60% of homeowners of defendants in foreclosure proceedings didn't have a lawyer. Stark County, Ohio, that number was 86%.
Wow.
And here in New York, in some of the hardest hit impacted counties, and here we were actually able to isolate and just look at those homeowners that had subprime and high cost loans, those figures were as high as 80% and 90%. And you think about the fact that, you know, the foreclosure number is projected to get to 8 million by 2012. You multiply that by the numbers we have, and you can see the dimensions of the problem.
We're also joined by Sarah Bowling. She's a staff attorney with Atlanta Legal Aid's Home Defense Program. Sarah, good morning. Does a lawyer really make that big of a difference? I mean, if somebody can't afford their mortgage and they're going into foreclosure, how is a lawyer going to help them?
Good morning, Celeste. Having a lawyer absolutely makes a huge difference in the foreclosure process, and that's true in both judicial foreclosure and non-judicial foreclosure states. Lawyers can identify legal violations from the origination of the loan and raise those claims for leverage to be able to seek a loan modification for that homeowner. And they can also stop the foreclosure process through either filing a lawsuit and getting an injunction or going into a bankruptcy, taking the homeowner into a bankruptcy. There are a number of different options that a lawyer brings that someone without a lawyer just doesn't have.
So take a listen to the comments from these two listeners.
Yeah, my name's Todd. I'm from Connecticut. Basically, we lost our house. So this subprime thing that happened has hit us, my family. And I guess I'd just like to say I wonder when, you know, this country's going to bail out the typical family.
I'm terrified. I don't sleep at night. I'm scared for my grandkids. I mean, I just, you know, what are we looking at? And I'm not going to be the only one in this situation, I understand. And I feel sorry for the ones who are worse off than I, but it's terrifying.
So, Sarah, you have to turn away people from your office. You don't have enough attorneys to represent them. Why are you turning people away?
It is absolutely a lack of resources. And we have four lawyers and one half-time lawyer in our office. We actually did get funding to hire an Equal Justice Works AmeriCorps fellow, so we are going to be getting one more lawyer, which we're very excited about. But we still will be turning people away, and these will be people who are income eligible for our services and who may have legal claims, but we just cannot meet the need. Hmm. The numbers are so staggering.
Well, Sarah Bowling there describes that there's a resource question, but Milanka Clark from the Brennan Center at NYU, is it also possible that people just don't ask for legal representation, that they feel because of guilt or just some sort of sense that I blew it myself, who can possibly help me, that they're foregoing legal representation that they're actually entitled to?
Sure. There is, you know, certainly some people get the default notice and just want to bury their heads in the sand. But part of the problem is a lack of awareness about what some of the options are and a lack of awareness of where they can go for help, because help is not readily available for everybody. And I would just add that, you know, all of this needs to be understood about against the backdrop of the fact that by some estimates, 80% of the legal needs of the poor have gone unmet. And so the foreclosure crisis, it didn't cause the shortage of lawyers for poor people, but it certainly has greatly intensified the demand.
What about, I mean, there's a lot of people who are middle class who are going through foreclosure, and probably can't afford a lawyer also, but they're not going to meet the income restrictions for legal aid. What about those folks?
That's a problem, too. And what some states have done and increasingly are doing are thinking of other types of interventions for folks. So, for instance, here in New York, for example, there are mediation programs that have become available, at least for some sets of homeowners. That, you know, it depends on the nature of the program, how helpful that can be, but that is something that has been provided. Also, housing counselors is another option for some homeowners that are finding trouble. They can't find a lawyer. They're exactly, as you said, somewhere in between. They can at least talk to a counselor to help them at least make a plan around their budget. The problem is that if you have a viable legal claim, these type of interventions are not going to be able to help you vindicate your rights in court, and that's a problem.
So, Sarah Bowling with Atlanta Legal Aid, I can't imagine that sending out a few million dollars to the legal aid offices across the nation is high in the priority list of the Congress this week, at least. So what are our options to solve this problem?
Well, there are other options, and I think this is covered in the report, that the possibility of changing some of the LSC, the Legal Services Corporation, restrictions on funding could actually help solve the problem without costing taxpayers money. For instance, legal aid lawyers right now are not allowed to ask for attorney's fees in the cases that we file. And in the consumer law arena, most laws, such as the Truth in Lending Act and other and Unfair and Deceptive Practices Act, most of the laws that we use allow attorneys to seek attorney's fees from the other side if they prevail. But we're not allowed to ask for attorney's fees because of those rules that have been in place.
So it could be no cost to fix
exactly.
The problem. Sarah Bowling with Atlanta Legal Aid, also Malanka Clark with the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University Law School. Thanks to both of you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.